Sky Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at lakesidelodgeclemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. With lease payments as low as $99 a month for 36 months on a 2018 Focus SEL with Sony Audio and Sync 3. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Lease a 2018 Focus SLES as low as $99 a month. $39.90 due at signing. Nearly 90 years in business. George Coleman Ford.
Price includes rebate with approved credit. 10,500 miles per year for lease good through July 2nd, 2018.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-645-4371. That's 800-645-4371. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-645-4371.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zax Fireworks. Big Zax offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted firework packages starting at $19.99. Big Zax Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zax Fireworks.
One tool from the AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program can do more than most. It can help tackle a brake job, throw down on a rebuild. It can work fast and hard or slow and steady. It can help grind it out, fix it right, tighten, loosen, twist, turn, and repair to get it done. And it did all of that just last week. There are over 100 specialty tools that AutoZone loans for free because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. Deposit required. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing less than good.
Less than good.
Yeah, you know, I had to get up at like 7:30, which I hate because, you know, I went to sleep at like 6. And so, I had to go to the garage again.
Again.
Yeah, this time it's the black Jeep and, you know, it's an alternator issue. It's an issue that's been plaguing me for some weeks now, quite honestly. You know, at first I thought it was the battery. I replaced the battery. Everything seemed fine. It was starting. I wasn't really having any signs of trouble. And then one day it was slow to start. And then I thought, oh, no, it's got to be the alternator and such. Yeah. So, But it turned out it was the alternator.
Pretty soon?
After all that. Yeah, so...
So pretty soon you'll have like a brand new Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have like a brand new Jeep, and that's another story for another day, but we'll get to all that. Hey, look, I have a lot of stuff I want to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627. We are going to get back to the ACC basketball that we wrapped up the show with yesterday. I'm going to save that for a little bit later. We're also going to get back to the four-letter network list of the most exciting players. We will have Team 49 for you today in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. And Ramona, you did out the little calendar, right?
Yeah, I did a calendar.
How did it come out? Did it come out?
A show that you should end at on September 5th with number one.
And how close to that was this? How close to the start of the season was that?
I think their first game is on the 6th.
Oh, so in other words, it came out perfectly by accident.
It could have. I need to check that.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that too soon.
Well, we're right there in any case. I thought it would be close. So I appreciate you doing out the little Road Rage countdown calendar. I also want to talk today about New World Order playoff contenders, not just for this year, but for the future. Where are they going to come from? If this thing stays at 4, is there anybody around who can possibly break the mold? And the mold has the usual suspects of Bama, Clemson, Ohio State every year, and a dose of Oklahoma here and then. But by and large, that's it. So we need to figure out going forward over the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, are there other teams that potentially can infiltrate the little closed loop party that Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and, you know, maybe one or two others are having? And I think that Georgia is clearly going to be one of those teams, but we'll get to that a little later today and part of that discussion. The people keep asking us to provide the totals again. Ramona, we wound up with 21. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I got.
21 total picks. Yes. Last year, we gave out 12 and went 10-2, or 13 and went 10-3. I still can't remember. But regardless, it was either 12 or 13 total games we gave out. We hit almost all of them. This year, we gave out 21. Those are official. Those are the numbers. You know, we might discuss those teams a little bit more today. You know, I was discussing Wake Forest with Quack during the break because Quack had mentioned Wake Forest. I was part of their discussion. What was the number on Wake? I don't remember. Was it 6? Was it?
Wake Forest is over 6.
Yeah, the number was 6, and we went over the total.
Right.
And, you know, when I look at Wake Forest, for example, I think 8 is almost a given. You know, and we're going to talk about this a little more today, but I mean, they return their whole offense, everybody, they return their whole offensive line. That's what continuity is about. I mean, the only thing they don't return is the quarterback, and obviously Wofford was good, but Kendall Hinton is good if he wins the job, which is no guarantee. And we'll talk about that a little later. Defensively, they had some losses, including Jesse Bates at safety. He was their best player. and I think is going to be a star in the National Football League. But I still think that Wake will go over easily. You know, Ramona, for all the people who keep asking me, and listen, let me just tell you this. I realize that in a 3-hour show, or 4-hour show rather, people join at various times. But I can't keep providing you these. So we're going to give them out maybe one more time, and then that's it. You know, you snooze, you lose. You know, it's funny, Ramona. I read something the other day from a radio guy, the guy who is in the business of training people in our industry. I'm not sure how good he is at what he does, but nonetheless, he tweeted something I thought was sort of interesting. It was about Howard Stern and about the nature of his show. And it said that the average listener, it's a wildly popular show, that the average listener listens to him 18 minutes out of all the hours that his show runs, however long
that's
that
like
is.
What, one segment?
Yeah. So just based on, you know, the way things work. But what I found interesting was, you know, the listeners who listen to him the longest,
who?
The people who claim to hate him, they listen for an average of 2 hours and 27 minutes.
How do they know they hate them? They can't hate them if they're listening. I don't get that. What, they complain about stuff he said?
Yeah, they can. We've had these people, you know, the one or two people on Twitter who complain and whine and moan about every single thing. And, and you say to them, hey, listen. Don't listen. Save yourself the aggravation.
I don't listen to him.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
I think he's
good.
I think he's good without you too. It's just a guess.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
It's a wild guess.
It doesn't matter to me, but I've seen him on TV and seen clips, and no.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know, but I think it's interesting. Tess is saying that's from the movie. I don't know. It was the numbers that this guy in the radio industry was quoting. I don't know. So you want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You can join the conversation. The other thing is this. In the NBA, we're on this constant watch now for the Kawhi Leonard watch, the LeBron James watch. You know, one thing I think is interesting is which of those two is more important? And maybe the answer is neither if they wind up on the same team. Then it really doesn't matter. If they wind up on the same team, then I'm not sure that it's an issue. But other than that, Tex was asking who was number 50. It was Virginia Tech. Which one of those two guys is more important? Which would you rather have? If you could only have one, would you rather have LeBron James or would you rather have Kawhi Leonard? Now, again, I'm not talking about the disgruntled Kawhi Leonard that we saw last year. I'm talking about the Kawhi Leonard that we've seen his whole career develop in San Antonio. Which would you rather have? Who would you rather have? Would you rather have LeBron or would you rather have Kawhi? And the reason I say it is because obviously LeBron is, you know, it may not quite appear it as yet, but he's on the downhill side.
That's what I was going to ask you. Wouldn't you want the younger player?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's why I almost think that Kawhi Leonard is more important. Now, again, if they wind up playing together in L.A., then it's a moot point. But if I could only have one and you could give me the Kawhi Leonard that I've seen up until last year, I'd rather have him. Of the two, I'd rather have him right now because of his age. I'd rather have him because of his age. I have people guessing at 49 already. No one's hit it yet. We'll see. You want to continue your guesses at 49, you're welcome to. But, you know, it's an interesting situation. And I've seen multiple reports in the last 24 hours, one from Adrian Wojnarowski, which is suggesting that Boston is the team with the most ammunition. And that's really the team that the Spurs want to deal with. And that's what I believed as of last week. I've seen other reports that say maybe Ainge isn't as high on Leonard as as I believed him to be. And then there are the reports that suggest that LeBron and Kawhi will unite in L.A. And if that's the case, then you're talking about having to give up some combination of Ingram, Kuzma, Julius Randle, Josh Hart, Ball, maybe the rights to your draft pick, Mo Wagner. I mean, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him to L.A. Now, Magic Johnson is pretty desperate. By the way, I have a winner. Texter 760. It's the first one in 2 days. Has hit the team. Texter 760 has hit the team at 49. We'll talk about them a little later. But when you think about it, I mean, right now, it looks like the most likely possibilities would be either LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard unite in L.A. It seems unlikely now that Paul George will join the mix. As we said, you know, a week ago, whatever it was, there were reports that Paul George is actually content in Oklahoma City, and now seems most likely that he'll stay there. Elliot from Clemson says, hell yeah, I'm Dexter 760. That's right, Elliot. Well done. You know, so we'll see what happens. The other possibility is LeBron stays in Cleveland, and there's been a lot of talk about Cleveland trying to make a deal for Kemba Walker. Now, look, I actually think that'd be a pretty good fit, but I don't know how long it would last. LeBron claims that he doesn't need the ball as much as it appears he needs it the last couple years, and we'll see. I mean, he certainly has seemed to need the basketball the last few years. Regardless, I think the most likely scenarios for LeBron are still L.A. or Cleveland. And I think the most likely scenarios for Kawhi Leonard are either L.A. or Boston. Now, if LeBron and Kawhi unite in L.A., then I think you have something, depending on just how much you have to surrender. I think it's clear the Spurs would rather deal Kawhi Leonard to the Eastern Conference. And the most likely team there would be Boston, assuming Ainge is willing to deal. And look, Ainge may just be playing poker, you know, in terms of acting like he's not all that interested in Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I appreciate the Boston roster, and I think it's really a gifted, talented bunch. But I think you're silly if you have an opportunity at Kawhi Leonard and you can piece it together without giving away your two most important players. In other words, I love Brown. But if I can get Kawhi Leonard without giving away Tatum and without giving away Kyrie Irving, then I'm doing that. If I keep those two guys and bring in Kawhi Leonard, I'm willing to give up Brown. And I like Brown. I'm willing to give up Brown, draft picks, something else. We'll take a quick break. You want in, 654-7627. 654-7627. I'll be right back.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now, they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Save big right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard, like a 2018 Focus. Payments as low as just $199 a month or just $6 a day and zero down. That's right, payments as low as $199 a month or $6 a day on a 2018 Focus at Anderson Ford. Think about it, just $199 a month or $6 a day with zero down. A 2018 Ford Focus at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Factor rebates and incentives to dealer. 39-month lease, 10,500 miles per year. 0% security deposit first month due at signing. Includes trade assistance for a 2010 or newer vehicle. Includes dealer fee and registration. Does not include monthly sales tax. See dealer for details. And 6/30/2018.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tulu Road Rage, Square WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Patrick Walker, voice of the Star, writes, the NFL suspension on Jameis Winston is less than he would have gotten if he tested positive for PED or an illegal drug. Message, smoking a blunt is worse than sexually assaulting a woman. The National Football League has suspended Jameis Winston for 3 games. Jameis Winston of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, this is from the NFL, was notified by NFL Special Counsel for Conduct Todd Jones that he has been suspended without pay for the Buccaneers' first 3 regular season games for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. Down below, it says, as a result, the investigation has concluded that Winston violated the personal conduct policy by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. All right, so for all you Jameis Winston people and all you Florida State apologists who want to say that, well, nothing happened or nothing was proven, The National Football League statement says the investigation had concluded that Winston violated the personal conduct policy by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. By the way, if that's true, then that would make Ronald Darby something other than a truth teller, right? Because he was the star witness for Jameis Winston, who said that Winston was never alone with her. Of course, that information was contradicted by the other rapist. Well, the rapist who's actually in jail, who's Jameis Winston's buddy, not other, but the guy who's actually in jail, who is Winston's buddy, who was arrested in the Vanderbilt situation, and he said that's false, that Winston got into the Uber vehicle alone with the woman. As a part of the discipline, Winston is also required to obtain a clinical evaluation and fully cooperate in any recommended program of therapeutic intervention. A failure either to obtain the evaluation or to cooperate with treatment will result in further discipline. Winston has advised the league that he accepts this discipline. His suspension, therefore, will take effect as the final roster reduction on September 1st, and he'll be eligible to return on September 25th. As you move on, Ian Rappaport reports this. Now, I want to I want to go from one statement to the next. Again, I'm going back to the National League Football statement, National Football League statement for a minute, and I want to read this line. As a result, the investigation has concluded that Winston violated the personal conduct policy by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. Then you go up here, and as part of Jameis Winston's statement in response to this, Jameis Winston apologizes to the Uber driver, saying, "It is uncharacteristic of me, and I genuinely apologize." He adds that he has eliminated alcohol from his life. Okay. Does that sound like a confession?
Does to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It sounds like, I mean.
Well, it's kind of a half. It's kind of, yeah, I did it, but I was drunk when I did
right,
it.
Right,
so.
Right, it's right. Well, he's making an excuse.
It's a half.
Right, it's uncharacteristic of me, yeah. But adds that he's eliminated alcohol from his life. Like, right. That's an excuse for sexual misconduct. You know, and again, the National Football League in their investigation determined he did inappropriately touch this woman.
Right. That's why they suspended him how long? 3 games?
Right. Now, again, this is sort of astonishing. The NFL still doesn't really get it. I mean, if you've determined that this guy sexually assaulted a woman, why on earth is the suspension 3 games, as Patrick Walker said? Why on earth, again, guys get caught with weed and you suspend them for more? So
it just sounds like they're placating the public. Here, we'll just suspend you for 3 days.
Well,
3 games.
But again, you would think that the National Football League has learned their lesson prior fails like the Ray Rice situation and others. Obviously, there was video there. But you can't tell me. You cannot tell me that you came to this conclusion that the investigations concluded that Winston violated the personal conduct policy by touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. Have Winston say it's uncharacteristic of me and I genuinely apologize, adding that he's eliminated alcohol from his life, and then suspend him for 3 games?
I have a question.
People are saying, John's saying, well, it was 6. They reduced it to 3 to Winston's cooperation. I don't care about that. The suspension's 3 games. So now, it wasn't 6 because it's 3.
Can they go and charge him now?
Well, see, this is
in
what,
a criminal case this, now that he said, yes, sorry.
Well, this is what I wonder about. I mean,
they should.
I mean,
but is she pressing criminal charges?
I don't know. Maybe she just wanted to move on.
Tell everybody.
Right. Maybe she just wanted to move on. Maybe there'll be some civil action again later. I believe that Winston, I believe this is correct. I'm not 100% sure of this guy. I looked at the criminal elements of it, but I believe that Winston wound up paying that girl in a civil matter in the Tallahassee issue.
Yeah, I think that was true. I read that.
I believe that's the case. But I mean, a three game suspension. You determined that he sexually assaulted a woman, and you suspend him for 3 games? I mean, is there something wrong there?
Oh yeah, to me there is.
Not just that. I mean, how does that work with the Ezekiel Elliott suspension? Look, I thought Elliott should have been suspended. And I thought there was evidence there. But, I mean, he was suspended for twice as long? I don't know. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
And plus, Jameis Winston is a repeat offender, allegedly.
Not according to him. It's out of character.
Yeah, I know. Out of character. Like, remember that one? That sounds like that statement that one school gave about that player where they used his name, Randall or something, said he was a good kid and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was out of his character. Yeah. That's what they said about him.
Yeah, that's true. In addition to that, the National Football League said a future violation of the personal conduct policy will result in more substantial discipline, including a potential ban from the NFL. So the NFL basically warning that the next time Winston is involved in a potential sexual assault, that he may well be banned from the NFL.
Oh, that's what they're saying, really?
Right, but I think the question is why wasn't he banned this time? I think that's the question.
How many chance after chance with these people?
Right. How many sexual assaults are you allowed? I mean, again, to be clear, the National Football League, just to be clear about what I'm saying so you Florida State fans don't get it twisted, the National Football League, in their investigation, has determined that Jameis Winston sexually assaulted this woman.
Right, they did their own investigation
determined that Jameis Winston did sexually assault this woman. And Jameis Winston, you know, again, I'm not sure how you would read what he said other than an acknowledgement. He said, "It is uncharacteristic of me, and I genuinely apologize to the Uber driver."
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's apologizing for what he did.
Right. What are you apologizing for if you didn't do anything? He adds that he's eliminated alcohol from his life. Yeah, now he's making an excuse.
Ego.
Right. And blaming it on alcohol. Yeah, blaming sexual assault on alcohol.
On alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. So you people who want to continue to defend him and talk about what a noble citizen he is and how, you know, he hasn't had any issues and he's never.
Now, I don't understand that because he's no longer an FSU player.
No, right.
He's now an NFL player. Why are the FSU people? I mean, I understand that he gave him a national championship and all that, but he's no longer playing for FSU. Why are they so sensitive about it?
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, I mean, just get over it. Move on. Dump him. I mean, it comes a time where you just have to say.
Yeah, decide, hey, I didn't know he was like that. I don't like him anymore.
Right.
If you want to say it like that, you know, if you want to just dump him now, you know.
Right. So, again, this was the finding of the National Football League and Jameis Winston's. The only comments by Jameis Winston seem to be an acknowledgement. I mean, I don't know how else you read that. He's apologizing to the Uber driver. He's blaming it on alcohol. I mean, if you want to spin that some other way, you're going to really have to be limber because I don't see how else you can spin any of that. The NFL says he sexually assaulted the woman. He apologizes to the woman. He says that he's blaming alcohol for it.
Yeah, he apologized and gave a reason and everything.
Right.
So
apologized
sounds like
and
he
gave
admitted
a reason.
To me.
Sounds like an admittance. It sounds like an admittance. And again, how do you? I just don't get it. I don't understand the National Football League scale of justice. I don't understand. It's like Patrick Walker says. I don't understand how weed suspensions can net you 4 games and you can sexually assault a woman and you get a 3-game suspension. Again,
I don't get it.
The National Football League didn't say, well, you know, something may have happened between the two. We don't know what. No. The National Football League came out and in the statement, it says he sexually assaulted her.
Right. They didn't. Yeah. Like you say, they didn't say, well, maybe.
Right. It was not a maybe.
They decided yes. Right. That's probably why he ended up apologizing too. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have said anything.
So when you come out and your finding is that this guy sexually assaulted a woman Uber driver, you give him a 3-game suspension and say, we'll get you next time?
Yeah, that's bad. It's terrible.
Why is there a next time?
I don't know why they get to have a next time.
I'm telling you.
And then, you know what? If there's a next time, you still have to prove it.
Right. Here's the bottom line.
There could be all sorts of next times we don't know about.
Do yourself a favor. If you're one of these people who has, on the text line in the past, written these ridiculous apologies for Jameis Winston, stop it. Stop embarrassing yourself. Give it up. This is the truth. The truth is staring you right in the face. It's time to move on. You really don't want to tie yourself to this guy in any shape or form. You want to separate from this guy as far as humanly possible. And oh, by the way, along that line, let me read you this. I'm going to have to find it because it disappeared on me. I'll look for it during the break. Before I get a break, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. You can get in 654-7627. Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial. I mean, Greg is the man when it comes to financial advice. 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box firm. They'll select just the right investments for you. They're not going to push any expensive proprietary products like the big box firms do. Investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, even alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare Advantage, disability, small groups, retirement income planning. Are you approaching retirement? Unsure how to structure your assets and retirement income to make it last your lifetime? Do you need advice on how and when to take Social Security? Greg will walk you through all of this. College planning for your children or grandchildren, estate planning solutions, work with your attorney and tax pro to properly structure your estate, small group retirement plans from sole proprietors to companies with several hundred employees. They'll find just the plan to fit your group. That's who they are. Fee-based advising relationships are a preferred relationship method, but traditional relationships certainly still acceptable. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Greg's a Clemson grad, really sharp guy, 402 Pendleton Road in Easley, right next door to Max Driving. It's Kiwi Financial. It's Greg Wales, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043 for Kiwi Financial. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break. I'll be right back.
The Kelly Grammer Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Chandler Catanzaro, former All-ACC kicker at Clemson and current kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Grammer Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Hey Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get 2 sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Clemson's premier hotel, the Abernathy, brings you a special evening, June 29th from 6 until 9. Enjoy a unique evening with handcrafted beverages along with a special wine tasting, plus live music from All of Us, a Clemson band fronted by Larry Williams. June 29th at the Abernathy, wine tasting and craft beverages with live music. For more information, call 654-5299. The Abernathy, Clemson's premier hotel.
Would you pay $18 for a loaf of bread? Crazy, right? But many people are paying much more than they should with their high-interest credit card debt, more than 17% APR. Now there's a way to lower that rate and save money with Lightstream. With Lightstream, you can consolidate your credit card debt into one low-interest loan and pay as little as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, right now, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/radio. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars in interest. And with Lightstream's Rate Beat program, you'll get the most competitive rate because Lightstream will beat any lender's qualifying rate. With Lightstream's Rate Beat program, there's no reason to shop around. You know you're getting the most competitive rate and your very best savings. Apply today at Lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's Lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Boy, they are starting to turn on Jameis Winston. Keyshawn Johnson said on his radio show late last week, quote, there's something wrong mentally with Jameis Winston. Added, man, you just can't stay out of trouble. I'm not a doctor, nor do I plan on being one, but there's something wrong with you, Johnson continued in reference to Winston. If this is in fact true, the fact that you keep coming up with some sexual type behavioral problems against women, there's something wrong mentally. I don't care what anybody says, there's something wrong.
I want to read this text.
Okay, wait a minute. He added, eventually, speaking of the NFL, they're going to lock him out. They're going to lock him out of this league. I would say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if they haven't, they need to have a serious sit down with some doctors and people that know about this type of behavior because it's something that's there. This is Keyshawn Johnson speaking on Jameis Winston. And by the way, you go ahead and read that. I'm going to get one other thing here in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. On the health care text line, It says, longtime FSU fan, Seminole DJ. It says, never liked Jameis, never will. Although maybe had matured in the NFL. I guess he's trying to say he thought maybe he would mature in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay, guess not. What a scumbag. Rather not have a championship than have had him at FSU, that Seminole DJ, long time.
There are a lot of Seminole fans that they could get it now. And I'm glad for that. Thank you, DJ. It's good to see the other side. It's good to know there are right thinking people. Look, listen, football is not above real life. I do this for a living, all right? And I dedicate way more hours to sports than probably any human alive, but it's still not, it doesn't trump real life. It's not more important than how you treat people. It just isn't. And Winston is getting it now. He's getting it from a lot of different fronts. Michelle Beadle came out and said, quote, "You knew exactly what kind of human you were getting the day you chose him." Wow. Michelle Beadle dropping the hammer. "You knew exactly what kind of human you were getting the day you chose him." How about that?
She's right. They hope that nothing else will happen and they just take the football player.
Well, and there's
she's right about that.
Right. And there's another one. There's a Tampa writer. And let me pull this up. This is Tom Jones. Matt, I'm coming right to you. "Next move is simple for the Bucs. Get rid of Jameis Winston." So it is happening. Trade him. This is this article. "Trade him, waive him, cut him, whatever. Just get rid of him. Jameis Winston should never play another game for the Tampa Bay Bucs. Plain and simple, he's a bad guy, and the Bucs should have nothing more to do with him." I think people have had enough of Jameis Winston and his little act. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I just want to put my two cents in it. I had a few items I wanted to add to it.
And by the way, Matt, not to interrupt you, but before I come to you, let me just read you this, because this is from another Matt. And this is 100% right. He writes, "Is it that hard to find a sexual partner that consents as a starting quarterback in the National Football League?"
That's the perfect thing to say. I mean, there's tons of women you got to go after somebody that doesn't want you.
Jeez. He's a millionaire, too, so.
Yeah.
Well, first off, I honestly think a lot of the people's reaction is kind of, like you say, it's kind of easy when you know the answers to the test.
Yeah.
Where have they been for a long time? I mean, a lot of this fake outrage is kind of irritating to me. That the first woman he got away with, that acts, no one really gives a crap about her. So I'm sitting here, I hear these outrages out from FSU fans, but it's pretty nice when you have the trophy in your case. So, and probably millions of dollars from his play.
Well, you know, look,
university.
Right. And look, I'll say this. You know, we do live in a world that gives second chances and sometimes third chances, depending on the nature of the alleged wrongdoing. But, and so there's probably a time period where, you know, something happens and you're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. You say, well, he's just a kid, you know, but there comes a time where enough of these suspect incidents are strung together that you cannot deny the obvious truth. You don't see this happening to other guys. This is not happening to Deshaun Watson, you know, and he's just one example. I mean, there are a million examples. You know, you're not seeing these stories and never have about any of these other guys. You just see them about this guy over and over and over again.
And the other thing I would like to add is, have you done any research of who was in that car? One of the guys that was, according to the Tennessean newspaper, was one of the Vanderbilt players convicted.
No, just to clarify that, he wasn't in the car. See, this is the point.
Okay.
Darby testified that that he was in the car with Winston. But Winston's other buddy, the guy who was convicted in the Vanderbilt case, he said flat out, that's a lie, that that Winston was in the car with the female Uber driver by himself. And that's so you have a rapist, a convicted rapist friend of Jameis Winston's, who said that that stuff about other people being in the car was a lie, that he was in the car. This is his buddy, a convicted rapist. First of all, why do you have a convicted rapist as a buddy?
I agree. I mean, I'm not saying that Winston, that guy did it. I'm like you. Why is he hanging out with these people? It's always in threes.
Yeah.
When he was allegedly did that incident in Florida State, there were three other people, so it's a lot. I mean, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, and Darby was one of those people too.
Yeah. The third one is I used to didn't believe you, but I think Roger Goodell is the worst NFL commissioner in the history of the NFL. He's more worried about the NFLPA reaction on this three-game suspension than he is, like, for example, he suspended Mathis, who took fertility drugs for his family and for, I don't know, 4 or 6 games, than a guy who's basically a predator at this point. Tom Brady served, half a season because of a ball PSI, allegedly?
Four games, but how do you, and that never happened. How do you conclude, in your investigation that this guy sexually assaulted a woman and then say, okay, we're giving you a 3-game suspension?
It's the only thing I can think is some kind of civil worries, but all the courts have supported the NFL when they discipline people. And I'll end with this. I knew a guy who worked for the NFL security office in the 90s and 80s. He was a veteran in law enforcement. These guys know what they're doing. He was pretty high up in the Niners organization under DeBarlo, and he had a good resume. So any kind of findings with him, even though it's not a criminal conviction, I believe it. Thanks, Walt.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know, it's funny, man. There's a text here. This is from Michael David Smith. Josh Brown repeatedly terrorizes ex-wife, 1-game suspension. Jameis Winston sexually assaults an Uber driver, 3-game suspension. Tom Brady asked ball boys to underinflate footballs, which of course never happened, 4-game suspension. Martavis Bryant uses marijuana, 16-game suspension. You know,
isn't that weird?
There is
awful. It's just and pot's legal in places in the country, and they get. I mean, it's just insane.
They don't
care about other people. That's all they care about. Football. See, I guess marijuana alters your state, so they don't want you to lose any football games being on it or something.
I don't know what the reason for that. Look, let me tell you something. Let's see. How can I put this? If they eliminated the weed smokers from, like, college football, there'd be no one left to play.
I've heard you say that before.
People are kidding themselves. We live in this fantasy world where nobody wants to tell. If they eliminated the people who smoke or tried weed in college football, there'd be nobody left to play. I mean, and yet we sit here and we act like, you know, it's the same way they act about the gambling thing. You know, oh no, gambling, bad. Bad. They hold up a cross like a vampire. You know, they have the garlic around their neck. Yeah. Bad gambling. Yeah. Bad. No, 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 not gambling. We hate gambling. Hey, cover my ears. I see, hear no, speak no evil. We can't hear anything about gambling. Next thing you know, they're moving a team to Vegas.
I know.
You know, bad gambling. Oh, no, no. Can't have anything to do with gambling. We hate gambling. We're the National Football League. Yeah. We live high up on the hill, ivory tower. We hate gambling. No gambling. Move a team to Vegas. Move a team to Vegas. Yeah. Hey, we hate gambling. It should be illegal. We don't want gambling to be illegal. We want gambling to be illegal. We don't support any of that stuff. Okay, they legalize gambling. Okay. Okay, move a team to Vegas. Look, and here's the phony, here's the phony baloney element of that, is that the popularity of the National Football League is largely founded upon the fact that people gamble on it. And people play fantasy football, which is another type of gambling. These are all types of gambling that greatly enhance the product, the National Football League product, and they know it. And so they sit there and they say, oh, no, we hate gambling. We hate it. We don't want to hear anything about it. We're above that. No gambling for us. Meanwhile, they know that their whole foundation is built on gambling. I mean, one of the key reasons the National Football League is as popular as it is it's the sport that people like to bet the most. It's where all the money is. It's this whole fantasy football thing. All of it. It's all gaming. It's all gambling. And it's all absolutely vital to the lifeblood of the National Football League. And yet they sit there in their holier-than-thou attitude and act like, oh, no. No, no, no. We don't like anything to do with gambling. We don't like. But then the next thing you know, here we come, Vegas.
I wonder why they tell them they can't go out at night.
Yeah,
I
mean, right.
There's nothing there but casinos.
They're just such phonies. I mean, they're such absolute phonies, you know. And they've been preaching to women ever since the Ray Rice thing that, oh, you know, we got it wrong, but we'll never get it wrong again. We're a league now that honors women, that cares about women, that we care about our female fans. We're always going to do the right thing from now on. Yeah, they have an investigation about Jameis Winston that determines he sexually assaulted a woman and you give him 3 games.
And it said something about if he did something, I don't know what it was, that he could lessen that.
Texter just wrote, only NFL games I watch are the ones I have Fitty on. Exactly. Exactly. This is the way it is. I mean, we're just kidding ourselves. Look, let me tell you about Crudele D. Is there a business out there who doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crudele D, they've partnered up with Duke Power to do just that. And it's just simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crudele D. They'll figure out what your business needs and get this. They'll rebate your purchase. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixer, 6-inch down lights, Crudele D is going to pass all the savings of the Duke Power rebate up front to you with a simple verification of your business Duke Power bill. Look, if saving money's on your list, visit Crude LED online, KRUTLED.com, or visit their office, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters. You know, here's the thing. If you're a homeowner or you own a business, by all means, you can go see Crude as well. Go see them. But if you're a contractor or an electrician, if you have a Duke Power bill, you can get all your purchases, these rebates right up front. You're going to save all sorts of money, and you're going to be installing such a higher quality of lighting. So your parking lots are going to light up like daytime, and your industrial complexes are going to be so far ahead of the curve. So if you're a contractor, an electrician, you're putting in parking lots or industrial complexes, you need this number, 864-401-8506, 401-8506. I'll be right back.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Hendrick Honda Easley has brand new and pre-owned certified Hondas with great Honda financing available. Being the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate gives them great leverage over all other competition, and this means the best finance opportunities on new and pre-owned certified Hondas. Experience a world-class service of Hendrick Honda Easley in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway Easley or online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Dabo knows the gridiron, Brad knows the hardwood, Monty knows the diamond, and the clever people know real estate. Serving the upstate as the top team of your local Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner office, the clever people have a proven track record of selling homes faster and for more money than their competitors. Built on a philosophy of putting people over profit, the clever people know how to protect you and your investment. Call 864-940-3777 to put them to the test. Go Tigers!
Celebrate the 4th with $4 during Aaron's 4th of July event. You heard right. Just $4 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances with no credit needed. And as always, there's free delivery and setup. So celebrate the 4th, because just $4 gets you started. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com. June 29th through July 4th during Aaron's 4th of July event.
July 1st and 4th, online only. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
You can always eat out, but there are times when you really do want just good food. The answer's easy. Mayberry's, simple homemade comfort. Meatloaf grinders, country chicken salad. How about a short rib grilled cheese? Sounds good, doesn't it? And that's just the start. Everything's as fresh as it can be, and nothing's fried.